The idea of the Alacrity Foundation, obviously going really well in Canada. How does it compare the kind of startup process, I suppose, from there and the environment there compared to the environment here? Is there been, you've mentioned a lot of support from the Welsh government. What's the environment been like when trying to set something
up? We did a similar thing in Canada, mm-hmm. and it's worked well. I mean, there are three startup companies going there now, and two of them look extremely promising. I mean, revenue started, good-looking contracts and so on. Again, like people working very hard along the lines that I discussed today, you know, new graduates, not married, no children, no mortgage, they can work 7 days a week, as long as they're not simply employees, they become owners. So one of the things about the program is you give significant ownership to these people in the startup, and that encourages them to not just take a salary, but to have ownership, work hard ethic, because they're working for themselves. Much, much better. And then to guide these new grads into businesses whereby there's a demand before they even start. You know, before you begin putting energy into research and development and developing some sort of a software product or a solution set or whatever, you know before you start that there is a demand for it. And then it's almost like a razor-sharp focus with people working 7 days a week. You can take on giant companies and still win.
You mentioned that level of efficiency, I think, that razor-sharp focus and the efficiency being the difference, I suppose.
And being mentored by people that are from industry, whether that's a board of directors, which provides good governance, or whether it's people simply advising them about the business. It always helps enormously to have people that have been there before. In my view, the whole society should take part in helping young people become a next generation of business people, get some more business success in the country.
What's happened recently then that hasn't been the case until you've stepped in here in Wales, and not just Wales, in the UK, and I'm sure there's good reasons why you've started it in Wales and not perhaps in England or Scotland. What's been missing recently, do you think?
First of all, I come to Wales frequently because I have family here, I have businesses here, I've put startups in Wales before, the graduates have always been good, I've had great success from exits where a company would start up and be acquired by another company and make profit for everyone involved. So the background and experience has been very good. This is sort of honing it down a little more and doing more of it.
So the other kind of the other mentors that you've got on board, they've got lots of experience to pass on. What is it that keeps you coming back to this part of the world? Because I'm sure you don't feel obligated to come back here. It's something that you clearly enjoy doing, coming back, and specifically to Newport.
Well, are you kidding? I mean, I was born here. I have a very large business here called the Celtic Manor. I have some technology firms here. So, I mean, it's not just Wales, but the United Kingdom generally feels very comfortable to me. I'm very well set up here. I meet lots of university people, lots of graduates in interviews, and we really have good engineers and good graduates. But turning those people into business people, good business people with success, that's what this is about, you know. Taking advantage of the experience that I've had over many, many years.
I thought I heard a tiny bit of a Newport accent when you said Obama earlier. I thought a little bit of that because I used to live in Mainly just down the road, so I remember I caught it. Just finally, Terry, there's a lot going on today. Parliament's back and the politics has gone into the usual kind of flurry. All summer we've been hearing from lots of economists saying we want big infrastructure projects to get the economy going again, not just in the UK, but specifically in Wales and stuff as well. Finances are very tight, and the government seems to be going that way for big infrastructure projects.
Right.
Do you think that's the right way forward, or should there be more of this kind of work?
It's one component part. It's not the only thing. You know, I don't have to say too much about the technology side, because there are some excellent examples. I mean, 10 years ago, Google was almost nothing. And it started up, as you know, with two people in their garage. And then Facebook, I think it recently went through a valuation of $100 billion. Let's get the number right. How long ago was Facebook founded? So don't tell me that a new company can't have an impact. It can. If you hit the right spot with the right technology,